With all the anti-American, anti-constitutional sewage that has come out of the Obama administration, not to mention its lawsuit attack on her state concerning Arizona's illegal alien crackdown law, you would think Arizona Governor Jan Brewer would be up for a fight to hold the fraud-in-chief in the White House accountable to the American people. I'm sorry to say she is not. I was completely disgusted to read on Monday that Governor Brewer vetoed an overwhelmingly passed bill that would require future presidential candidates to prove their constitutional eligibility to hold the office of president. It was the first such bill passed in the nation, although there are similar bills pending in 15 states, according to Bob Unruh reporting at WorldNet Daily. The bill passed by a very wide margin in the Republican-controlled House, 40-16, and Senate, 20-9. But that did not stop the supposedly Republican governor from issuing her veto. The reasons she gave for the veto were flimsy at best. As Bob Unruh writes, quote, Brewer's veto message failed to address the reason for the bill, the uncertainty over whether Barack Obama is a natural-born citizen, as the Constitution requires for presidents. I do not support designating one person as the gatekeeper to the ballot for a candidate, which could lead to arbitrary or politically motivated decisions, she said. In addition, I never imagined being presented with a bill that could require candidates for president to submit their early baptismal or circumcision certificates, among other records. This is a bridge too far, end quote. A bridge too far? I read the bill, HB 2177, and it is in no way a bridge too far. It simply demands that presidential candidates prove their constitutional eligibility to hold office, you know, as the Constitution requires. What she's talking about in the baptismal and circumcision records is the list of alternative documents that could also be used to help prove a candidate's natural-born citizen status in the event he could not produce a long-form birth certificate or certified copy. Come on now, does Governor Brewer honestly believe many, if any, American candidates for president would have a hard time producing an actual or certified copy of his birth certificate? Does she really think there will be a large number of people forced to resort to their baptismal or circumcision records? I don't think so. However, we're talking about the highest office in our nation. Don't you think it's a very worthy goal to make candidates follow the requirements of the very Constitution they would swear to uphold if they were elected? As to her objection that she does not like the idea of one person as the gatekeeper to determine the legal eligibility of candidates, the bill stipulates that the Secretary of State would be the one to make the determination based on the submission by the candidate of all his vital records. Now, I say she could have easily told the Arizona Congress to amend the bill to add a couple of more people to create an eligibility committee, but she didn't. If we think back to the 2008 presidential election, at that time, Jan Brewer was the Arizona Secretary of State. It was she who was responsible for making sure candidates were eligible before being allowed on the ballot. Is she projecting her own failings concerning Barack Obama getting on the ballot in Arizona in 2008? Did she possibly exercise arbitrary or politically motivated behavior in allowing him on, as she claims to fear someone else in her former position might do? What's really behind her reason for the veto? Could it be intimidation from this wretched and wicked communist administration? Could it be the same reason that courts all across the country will not give any American citizen standing to force Obama to prove that he is actually legal to hold the office of president? With burning disgust, I certainly do wonder. It is even to the point that because of Obama's desperation to avoid revealing the truth of his past, that we now actually have a political prisoner in Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin. Countless millions of us in America know there is something incredibly wrong with Obama's past that he would work like the devil to hide it. I have heard people speculate that he wants to hide his Marxist background, but that is nonsense. He has shown his ugly communist face since day one in our White House. He is in no way hiding his Marxist past because he's living it out right now in the present. That is not the reason he is hiding his history. Since the American people, who in theory employ the president, are at present powerless to hold Obama accountable to the Constitution, which he uses as toilet paper, it must fall to the states to pass legislation that will force him to prove he's not some communist plant. If he does not show all his papers, he must be given his walking papers. Hit the road, Jack, and don't ever come back. As WND's Bob Unruh reports, presidential eligibility bills are pending in 15 states. These include Louisiana, where, if passed, the bill, HB 561, would not be vetoed, but signed into law by Governor Bobby Jindal. Mr. Unruh writes about co-author of the legislation, Representative Alan Seebaugh, giving his reasons for drafting the bill. Quote, in Louisiana, House Bill 561 would require the candidates to prove they meet the requirements for President of the United States prescribed in Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution. Seebaugh told the New Orleans Times-Picayune newspaper he's concerned that of all the eligibility cases brought to court, attorneys representing the president have prevented any from reaching the stage in which evidence could be obtained. Not one of them has ever been decided on the merits, Seebaugh told the newspaper. As an attorney, that's offensive to me. End quote. Pennsylvania is yet another state with similar legislation pending, as Mr. Unruh continues, quote, in Pennsylvania, it's House Bill 1350. State Representative Daryl Metcalf of the 12th Legislative District of Pennsylvania said this bill is a matter of the law and who must follow it. This legislation is intended to send the message that even those candidates who are running for our nation's highest office are not above the law, he said in his announcement about the plan. Final passage of this legislation will provide additional levels of both trust and verification that anyone seeking elected office in Pennsylvania is just as much an American citizen as the voters supporting their candidacy. Requiring all candidates for the offices of president and vice president to submit valid proof of natural-born citizenship documentation in exchange for statewide ballot access is a fundamental and long overdue check and balance that must be implemented to further ensure that the Oval Office is never occupied by anyone other than a natural-born American citizen, he said, end quote. So we're certainly not without hope here of forcing Obama to either put up or shut up for the 2012 elections. There's strength in numbers, and I'm glad to see other states that have leaders with the guts to take on this common sense issue. As Mr. Unruh writes, quote, such bills appeared this year in New Hampshire, Montana, Iowa, Maine, Tennessee, Connecticut, Georgia, Indiana, Missouri, Nebraska, and Texas. Some efforts are conclusively out of the running this year, and in some states, plans are already being made for next year, which still would give states time to impose a requirement for the 2012 election. Others still could be resurrected in the legislative process, end quote. Squealing Obamatons have railed against this kind of legislation, saying that it is only meant to target Obama. To them, I say, you got that right, Jackson. We the people are sick to death of this anti-American mystery man spitting on our country and our Constitution and pretty much everything else we hold dear here in America. It's time for someone to put a stop to his hellish nonsense by preventing him from getting a second term. And since the courts are too dishonest to allow discovery, it's up to the states to stop him from getting on the ballot if he is unable to prove that he is a natural-born American citizen. The stakes could not be higher for our country. And although Governor Jan Brewer may be squeamish about holding Obama accountable, there are plenty of state leaders who are not. I'm Gina Miller.